daf is daf kuf yud. So we got to four lines down. The Gemara says as follows: Amar Rava, Hanosa isha tzarch shivdok v'acheha. Person marries a woman, he needs to check into her brother, see how her brothers are. Shenemar tells the pasuk, Vayikach Aaron es Elisheva. He married Elisheva, Basa Minodav Achos Nachshon. This is of Nachshon. So obvious question, Gemara asks me, Mashma. We know that Nachshon was also a son of Aminadav, so of course they were sisters. He was a sister, a brother of Elisheva. So Gemara says, "Matam lomer Nachshon mikan shanose isha tzarech shivdok ba'achel." That when a person marries a woman, he needs to check into her brothers. And Tana, reason is because rov banim domim la'achei ha'im. Because your children are most likely going to be just like your uncle, because they follow the brother or the mother. So when you marry a person, your children are most likely going to be like your brother-in-law. They say, I don't know, at least in America, whether you're going to be bald or not bald depends on your mother's brother. That's what they suggest. My mother's brother's bald, so I'm bald also, I guess. But there's a beginning in, obviously, in Ruchnius. When I got engaged to my wife, so I told Rav Willig knows my brother-in-law very well, so he quoted this Gemara, of course, of the Achos Nachshon. So they ask a question, and then they explain that's why Yitzchak had a son Esav, because Yitzchak married Rivka, and she had a brother Lavan, so since her brother's Lavan, so he had a child who was like Esav. That's how they explain. So they ask a question, well, didn't he know the halacha? Didn't Yitzchak Avinu know that you're supposed to check into the brothers before marrying a person, before marrying a woman? So Rechaim HaKadosh writes that Lavan was such a trickster, nobody knew Lavan was bad. He actually thought Lavan was good. That's how good a trickster he was. The Taka knew this halacha, he looked into it, but unsuccessful. The Netziv says no, because Yitzchak was limited who he's able to marry. He had no choice. He had to marry someone in the family of Avram, and Rivka was really the only available candidate. So even though her brother was a Lavan, he had not much of a choice.
It's also an Avram. Why didn't he? Because he sent Eliezer.
Right. So he wants someone from the family. So he didn't know. He didn't know Rivka or Lavan. He didn't know who they're going to get. Just someone in the family.
And the pshat one, I think it goes Achot Nevayot, right?
Yeah, Yishmael.
Right, Yishmael. Is that also or
not? I'm not sure. No, I don't think they say it like that. I think it just helps you figure out some of the calculations of years,
not,
I think.
Not about this.
I don't think so. The Chida has an interesting remez. He says, tonight's Friday night, of course, so Eishes Chayil Miyimsa, the Rosh Yitevah is Eishes Chayil Miyimsa. How do you find an Eishes Chayil? So Rosh Yitevah is Achim, Aleph Ches Yud Mem, to look into the brother, that's how you find an Eishes Chayil. Okay, interesting Gemara, very famous Gemara, perhaps one of the most famous Gemaras in Baba Basra. So the Gemara says as follows now. So there's a pasuk back in Shoftim discussing the whole story of Yehonasan and Levi and Micha. We were in Ben Gershon, Ben Moshe. So it says again, V'yasuru, and he straight away, Mi avicha halom, ma ta ose bazeh, umalcha po. So what are all these different words telling us here in this pasuk? So the Gemara says, Amrullah, they said to him, this is referring to again, Yehonasan Ben Gershon, Ben Moshe, the grandson of Moshe Benim. Amla, they said to him, Lavi Moshe causes, don't you come from Moshe Rabbeinu, look what you're doing. So how do you see this, that he comes from Moshe in this pasuk? Dichsiv Bey, it says in the pasuk regarding Moshe, the pasuk tells us, Al Tikri V'Halom. So the word Halom is used by Moshe Rabbeinu, and Halom is used in the pasuk above. So you come from Moshe Rabbeinu, you have serious yichas. What are you doing involved in Avodah Zarah? And secondly, they said to him once again, Lavi Moshe causes, don't you come from Moshe? Dichsiv, it says regarding Moshe, Ma'zeb Yodecha, what are you in the holding in the hand? And that's, of course, a reference to the mate, the staff. So it says here as well in the pasuk above, Mata Ose Bazeh, what are you doing with Avodah Zarah? So that's the second reference of Yehonasan ben Gershom ben Moshe. And then one more time, it says, Lavi Moshe causes, don't you come from Moshe Benu? Dichsiv, it says by Moshe, Vata Poima Amadimadi, stand with me, Hakash Baruch Hu says to Moshe Benu. So it says the above, again, the pasuk of Yehonasan, it says, Mata Ose Bazeh, Malacha Po, what are you doing Po, here? So there are three references in this pasuk describing how Yehonasan ben Gershom ben Moshe came from tremendous yichos. What are you doing involved in this Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says now as follows. It says, Tase Kohen l'Avodah Zarah, you are becoming a Kohen, a priest for Avodah Zarah? Amar Lahen, so he says a fascinating din. It says, Kach mikublani mibeis avi abba. I have a Masorah for my grandfather. What's this Masorah? Li'olam yaschir adam atzmo l'Avodah Zarah. Better for a person to sell himself to work for Avodah Zarah, vayitztarech lebrios, and not rely on the tzibor for parnasa. He was having a hard time making parnasa. The only job available was to work in the church. So that's what he did. That's what the Masorah he has. Better to work in the church or the Avodah Zarah than it is to have to go around collecting tzedakah. A fascinating concept. So the Gemara says, wait a second here. Who Savar Avodah Zarah Mamish, but he misunderstood. He thought his grandfather's Masorah was Mamish Avodah Zarah. Not true. The Masorah was Velohi, Ela Avodah Zarah, Avodah Shazarah Lo, a Avodah that you're uncomfortable doing. You know, it's people immigrate all the time, and they're doctors and whatnot in other countries. They come here, they're not able to be doctors because they don't have a license, so they work as a janitor, custodian or something, something they're uncomfortable doing that might be below them and beneath them, but that's what he said. So better to do something that you're zaralo, that's unfamiliar to you, than it is to rely on tzedakah. Kedamar le Rav, the Rav Kahana. Rav said to Rav Kahana, Natush nevelsa b'shuka. You should strip the nevelas in the shuk. V'shakal agren, take a schar, get payment for that. V'lo tema gava rabba. Now don't say I'm a gava rabba, I'm a Rav Kahana, I'm a chashuv person. And Rav Kahana, by the way, was quite chashuv. The Gemara describes how he lived in Bavel. I said this story many times, and went to Eretz Yisrael, and he bested Rabbi Yochanan in the shir. So Rav Kahana was a serious amora. So say, better for you to get some parnasa and don't say, gavra rabba, no, I'm a gavra rabba, I don't deserve a zile be milsa. This is beneath me to do this. So this is the conversation that's going on here.
Here, just in the Yerushalmi, Bracha says, Mesubar shekasher haya ba'adam le'akriv kohen la'avodah zarah haya yonatan meshachna'o she'im ba'mamash, ulechar mikan haya yachol be'atzmo, ochel be'atzmo ma she'hala hevi u'mitpalel ba'ur la'ashem. I mean, I used to convince him that there was no mamashus on the Avodah Zarah.
Oh, that's what he'd be doing here. He did dafka to help them convince him otherwise.
Right.
Okay.
It says in Brachos in Yerushalayim.
Interesting.
Is it Israel?
This is not.
No, this is
Micha.
Pesel Micha. This is.
Okay. Fine. So look at the Machlokas Rashbam Tosos here in this conversation that they said, Rav Kahana, don't think you're too good. It just makes parnasa and don't rely on the tzibur. So it says the Rashbam, if you look at five wide lines, medium wide lines down, velo tema gava rabba, and don't tema gava rabba. Now, Ister Garcin, and some have the girsa, nami velo tema kahana, and don't tema kahana. I'm a kohen. Kohen ani v'choshev, I'm a kohen, and a kohen, you need to have kavod to me, I can't do any service for you. It's a disgraceful thing for me to be working in here. So we see from here, Rav Kahana was a kohen, according to the Rashbam. But look over at Tosfos, Dibra Maschil, Lo Tema Kahana Ana. Bipersha Ben Atam, it really should be Lo Tema Ani Rav Kahana. Not a Kohen, but I'm Rav Kahana. My name is Kahana. Sha'ani Chashiv. V'lo B'nei Shaya Kohen. He wasn't actually a Kohen, because there's a lot of Kohen Hava. Rav Kahana, in fact, was not a Kohen. Kedamrina Ba'azero, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuv Lamed Beis, tells us that Rav Kahana Hava Achil Bishul Isha. He would be able to eat Zero Lachayim V'keva. These were certain Matnos Kahuna, that were in Kadosh. But it was given to his wife. His wife was a Kohenes. He ate it only because of his wife, not because of himself. So this is a discussion many Rishonim have. Tosfos in like eight places talks about whether Rav Kahana was a Kohen or not a Kohen. Maybe there are two Rav Kahanas, I think Tosfos and Kedushin may write. But either way, his girsa is, I'm Rav Kahana, I shouldn't be doing this. So there are three girsels. Is it Gavra Rabba Ana? Is it Kohana, I'm actually a Kohen? Or does it mean I'm Rav Kahana, I'm a Chashi, I'm a well-known Rav Kahana? Now there's a discussion here. How could people be in Kolel? How could people accept money? Isn't that being relying on the Brios? So Rambam says a person can't. A person shouldn't accept money if he's going to be living in Kolel and relying on tzedakah. A person should not be in Kolel. Better for a person to go out and make a parnasa, because if you're sitting in Kolel taking someone's money, that's a chil Hashem, says the Rambam. Now the Rashbat argues. Rashbat says no. It's incumbent upon the tzibur when it comes to a person learning in Kolel. That's a different story. A guy stam doing nothing, just walking around playing basketball and tennis all day long, not making a parnasa, that's one thing. So then he's relying on the tzibur collecting tzedakah. But a guy is mamash learning Torah, so that's the tzibur's obligation to pay and support him. That's what the Rashbat says. And the Be'er Halacha writes that afil bezman hazeh, the Rambam he thinks would agree. Because nowadays it's impossible, almost impossible, for a person to be able to make a parnasa and to learn at the same time. We just don't have those kochos anymore. So even Bizman Azeh says Be'er Halacha, even the Rambam would agree that a person sitting in Kolel can take money from the tzibur. Okay, so either way, so what was going on with Yehonasan ben Gershom ben Moshe? He's busy doing Avodah Zarah. Now the Yushalmi is a fascinating shot. He was doing that to try to help to convert everyone and tell them what they're doing is incorrect. But according to Pashat Pshat here, he just didn't know, he misunderstood the Masorah. He needed to make a Parnasa. So the Gemara says, Kevin Shira David Shimamon Chavivalav, since David HaMelech realized that Yehonasan was very into money, he wanted to make a parnasa. So what did he do? So he said, he really very much loved money. Mineu al ha'otros. He decided to point him the head of the treasurer. Shinemar, the pasuk says, Ushuel ben Gershon ben Moshe Nagid al ha'otros. Nagid, he was the officer overseeing the treasury. So the Gemara asks, V'chi Shvuel Shmuel? He wasn't Shvuel. V'alo Yehonasan Shmuel. His name was Yehonasan. So Rashbam points out here that Gershom only had one child, so you couldn't say maybe they're brothers. So the one child, was it Shmuel or was it Yehonasa? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan sheshev lekel b'chol libo. His name was Shmuel because he did tshuva, he returned back to Hashem, so he got the nickname Shmuel. Mm-hmm. And he was the one, he was later on appointed as the officer, the treasurer.
This is like in past, it's like 400 years after, or 300 years after what we're talking about.
No, because Divrei Yomim is just a recap of what went on. So it's listing some of the names. I don't know the context.
But it says that David HaMelech.
That's what you're saying.
Is he the grandson of Moshe?
No, there's no chance.
Is he the grandson of Moshe?
Yeah.
That's too long.
It's no way.
Right?
Yeah, see, there's a Rashi that talks about the history here of it.
David was in the generation of the three generations after Moshe, right? Much more.
Yeah, yeah.
Seven generations.
Yeah, maybe
more. So, how do they overlap?
It says in Megillah Shrus. What does it say?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. How could that happen? Okay, I don't know.
I hear it says.
Yeah,
you
have something?
Right. Hayrishami Mirashi. Yeah, Falpi.
Mufleget. 200 years. I was looking for that. Okay, I see. Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay, all right. Fine, weiter. I look at Tosis for a second. Tosis, Dira Maschel Shmuel ben Gershom ben Moshe writes. And Tosis writes, Hachi Garcinan Moshe. The Pasuk should say Shmuel ben Gershom ben Moshe, because now Moshe does want to affiliate with his grandson since he did Shuvah. Shein Lekroso al Shein Menashe, Shekfar Shein Bechol Libo. However, Yesh Degaris ben Menashe still, in this case, the time of the Chazar, the Kilkulak, Kilpersha HaRashbam. Rashbam goes on to discuss this a little bit. So that's interesting because there's a machlokus. What does the pasuk say? Is it Moshe or is it Menashe? This is a pasuk we're talking about here, not a Gemara here. So interesting. There's a machlokus how to read Divrei Yamim. Okay, Gemara now says as follows: Vabanim es ha'av. So we said in the Mishnah that if a father dies, so the son is going to be the first ones to be yorish his own father. Minal. And how do you know this to be the case? The Gemara says Dechsiv Ish Kiyamus. The rest of the pasuk is very important here. It says Ish Kiyamus Uven Ein Lo. If there's no son, so then the daughter gets it. But implying if there is a son, so then there is the son goes first. How Yesh Lo Ben? The Gemara says again Time of Ein Lo Ben. Only because there's no son does the bas get it. But how Yesh Lo Ben? If there is a son, then Kodem the son gets it. So Amar Le Papa Le Abaye Ema. Maybe you should read as follows: Iika Ben Liaros Ben. Ikabas tiras bas. If there's only a daughter, so the daughter should get it. If there are only sons, the son should get it. But let's say ika benu bas lohai liaros. If there's both the son and the daughter, neither one should get it. Maybe that's what we're learning from the drasha. Strange suggestion, but that's just Gemara says. Wait a second. If there's a son and daughter and nobody's getting it, so Elaman, who is going to get the? Someone needs to take the Arusha. So man ka liaris atu bar kasha demasa liaris. The Moshe, the governor, should be the one. Anyone who has sons and daughters, the governor, the mayor gets all the Arusha. That doesn't make any sense. You can't suggest that. So the Gemara says the way you have to read the pasuk is as follows: Halchi kamina, iko benu bas. If there's a son and a daughter, lohai liaris kulei, lohai liaris kulei. Neither one should get the full Yerusha elakiyadadei liaris. Rather, both of them should split it equally. The son shouldn't get before the daughter, but the son and daughter should get equally. That's the suggestion of Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, wait a second. I'm going to Abai. Abai asks, Mitzvah kra lashminan hecha delestai elachad bara liyasnu lakula nichse. So do you really need a pasuk to tell me that when there's only one son, So then that son gets everything. That's such an obvious point here. So again, if we're saying the ben and the bas are equal, they're considered a son and daughter, like no different than two sons. So there's no din that if there's one son, so of course that one son's going to get all the Yerusha. What's the Gemara, what's the Pasuk actually saying here? So the Gemara ends up answering, V'dilma ha-kamashmon de-bas nami bas Yerushi. It's not telling us a din that if there are no sons, the daughter gets it. That we know already. It's telling us the din is that the daughter, you would have thought the daughter maybe shouldn't have any Yerusha at all. Kamashmon, the daughter also gets the Yerusha, gets Yerusha as well. She's also involved in the order of the Yerushin. So Gemara now wants to reject this and says, "How who?"
So Rav Papa is just asking. Is just
they're trying to interpret the pasuk here.
Right.
So again, the pasuk says that ish kiyamus. So if there's a son, no son, the daughter gets it. If there is a son, so it's that, and then we see that the son gets before the daughter.
Right.
So the Gemara says maybe a new way to read this drasha is it really maybe should suggest that maybe if there's a daughter only, the daughter gets it. If there's no daughter, but there's a son, then the son gets it. But if there's both of them...
None of them
do. Yeah, so that's building up. So if they're both them, so neither one should get. And the Gemara says that doesn't make any sense, that if two is a son and daughter, no one should get. So the way he explains it is as follows, that if there's a son and a daughter, neither one gets exclusively, rather they both share. They both share the Yerusha. That's what Rav Papa says.
But is that Rav Papa's having? Meaning, that's Rav Papa's having me now, or...
Right now, it seems that...
We don't follow that.
Exactly. Right now, it seems that this is his understanding. We don't paskin this way,
right.
But that's his understanding. They both get equal share. And the Gemara says, that can't be what the pasuk is telling us, because obviously, a daughter, if there's only one son, of course, they're going to get it. So it's telling us that you would have thought a daughter doesn't get any Yerusha, kamash mlan, that the daughter does get a Yerusha. She is a bas, nami bas Yerushahi. So the Gemara says, no. This pasuk is not the source that a daughter is Yorish. We have another pasuk to tell us that Hahu mi v'chol bas yoreshes nachla nafka. There's a mefurish pasuk that tells us a daughter is going to a daughter is a yoresh. So what are we learning from here? It's telling us what's the order. Uben ein lo. That pasuk tell me not that a daughter gets Yerusha, because that we know that the son always comes before the daughter. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. So the Gemara now quotes Rav Acha by Yaakov Amar Mihacha. He has another pasuk that tells us that the son goes before the daughter from the following pasuk: Lama yigara shem avinu mitoch mishpachto ki ein lo ben. But those Tzlafchad were concerned that their father Tzlafchad will lose his legacy. Why is it fair that our father lose that? Because he has no son. So at least let us continue, implying that what time of dein lo ben? Only because there was no son, were no Tzlafchad able to be yoreish. But ha yesh lo ben, ben kodem. But had there been a son, the son would come first. The Gemara says, "V'dilma b'nos tzlafchad hu dekamrin hachi." So maybe they're the ones who are making such a taina. But whoever said that this was agreed? So the Gemara says, "Nitna Torah v'nishchash halacha." So what happens here? That the Torah, they made this claim, and because they thought the son should come first, but afterwards the Torah was given, and maybe the halacha changed. Maybe they weren't correct about the Yerusha. Where's that Rashbam here? See the Rashbam, it's around like 10 wide lines down. The last two words, Nitna HaTorah. Lacha Divrei B'no Slavchad, that the Torah was given after B'no Slavchad, Shalacha Divreim Nemera Parshas Nachlos, Mitzchad Shalacha Dibra Barsa Yarsin Kechadav Lo Kashisvurus. The Pasuk just says what they had thought. But maybe later on, the Torah was Mechadish, the Parsha of Nachlos, maybe they were incorrect, and maybe the sons and daughters should be Yorish, that they say equally. So Gemara says, you're right, Ella Mechavrisa Kidashina Mekar. We're reverting back to the initial suggestion. Again, what's the source that daughter gets a Yerusha, rather the son gets before the Yorish? Because the Pasuk Guven Ein Lo. That's the source that a Ben goes before Bas. Ravina Amar, Ravina brings another Pasuk for this din, Mehacha, the following. Hakarov Eilov, the Pasuk says, Hakarov Karov Kodem. So the closest one gets first. So my Korva, the Ben Mi Bas. So who says the son is closer than the daughter? So the Gemara tells us the halacha, as we know, Sheben kam tachas aviv liyado l'sdei achuza. So the son steps in the father's shoes when it comes to being a yud for ama ivria or being kodi l'sdei achuza. But yada bas lava bas yada hi. And sdei achuza name. So in terms of yud, so a woman is not able, not son, that cannot have this halacha of yud for a daughter. And Steachu Zanami as well, the halacha is Mehapir Chagufayi. From this very question, the Hakai Malan, the Tana Klum Yish Yibam, Abamakom Shein Ben. So wait a second, the Gemara says, Steachuza, that's not true. I understand Yud's not Shaykh for a woman. The Gemara says, wait a second. Yeah, the son has Yud and Steachuza. But that's not fair, because it's not Shaykh to have Yid for the daughter. The daughter's not going to marry the Amivya. It's not even Shaykh to speak of. So that's not really a question. And also, Steachuza. How do we know that the son is able to do Steachuza? Because the source is from Yibum. The fact that a son steps in his father's shoes for... Sorry. That the Yibum doesn't take effect when there's a son. So we see the son is more important than the brother. So to the sons by Steachuza. But a daughter also... If there was a bas, there wouldn't be a halacha as a yibum either. So the bas is just as strong as a ben regarding yibum. So the bas should play the same rule, same rules in steachuza. So this is not a reason as to why the son is more carved than the bas. Those two halachas don't really override the daughter's relevance. So the Gemara says you're right. It's not from the pasuk akarav ilav. Rather, Ella, the Gemara says mechaversa kedashin mekar. We're going back to that first. Pasuk again, Uven Einlo. Marsi Vibai Seima, another suggestion how we know that the son comes first. So the Pasuk quotes, Visnachaltim Osam Levnechem Acharechem, that you're supposed to send off the Nachla, the Yerusha, the legacy to your sons. So Benechem, Velo Benosechem. So we see the sons come before the daughters. El Miat, if that's the case, the man Yibu Yimechem, Vime Benechem, so in order that you should have longer days and your sons should also have longer days, so we make such a drasha. Bneichem, does it really dafka mean sons? Hachanami bneichem v'lo b'noseichem. So now the sons get the bracha and the arichas yamim, and the daughters don't get the arichas yamim. That's not very fair. So the Gemara says, no, bracha shine. The world of bracha is different. When the word bneichem is used, we can normally make a dik ben v'lo bas. When it comes to the world of bracha, when we say the word bneichem, that's all inclusive. Because everyone needs a bracha. Look at Rashbam. Rashbam says, seven lines up from the bottom, in the last four words on the line, bracha shiny. You can't split a bracha but say it works for this half of the shul, not that half of the shul. Everyone who's in the shul, everyone who's a part of Bnei Yisrael, gets the bracha. Aval gavi Yerusha, im isa de benos Yerushos, had it been true that daughters equally inherit their father, so b'makum ben, havle lemichtav zrachem, zareichem. And Shiv said, zareichem, which implies all offspring. Why would it limit to b'neihem, and therefore by Yerusha, the son comes first, but regarding bracha, everyone is included equally. That's the second half of that pasuk. So okay, there's the first pasuk again that the drasha is from the first part where it says ish kiyamus ben einlo. The son. So then, if there's no son, havartim es but nachlas levito, then the daughter gets it second.
But if there is there now.
No, that's the source we're actually relying on. We might made a number of suggestions how else we could learn it. Rejected exactly.
That was
in the end of the day, there are two sources that work. It's either the one you just quoted uben einlo havartim es nachlas levito, or this last pasuk of isnachaltim el sam levnechem acharechem levnechem v'lo levnosechem. Mar now says the last few lines of this amud. The Mara says, "Va'achim mina'av nochlenu manchilim." So we said that one of the there were three categories of people. Remember back in the Mishnah, there were four types: nochlen manchilim, yesh nochlen velo manchilim, manchilim velo nochlen. So of those who are nochel umanchil, there were three: there are father, son, son, father, and then brothers. Those were the three who had the relationship went back in both directions. They're both nochel and manchil. So Gemara wants to know minalan. What's the source that brothers are nochel and manchil? So Amar Rabba and the Dafka min ha'av, from the father, brothers who share the same father, as opposed to the mother. So the Gemara says, Minalan Amar Rabba Asya Achu Achua Mibnei Yaakov. There's a Gzeir Shava. It says, by Yaakov, Malahala min ha'av, lo min ha'im, the brothers, they shared their different mothers. But yet they're still called Achos Bnei Yaakov, because they shared the same father. So it's all about the father for brothers. Afka min ha'av. So too, when it comes to Yusha, min ha'av v'lo min ha'im. And that's the idea of brothers from the same father. This is the same halacha as well with Yibum. That only the brother of the deceased, if they share the same father, could he perform Yibum. But if they're brothers sharing the same mother, then he doesn't have the right to do Yibum or Chalitza. So Gemara says, so lamali mishpachto. So what's the idea for the pasuk mishpachto? So again, the pasuk says, there's a pasuk that I want here. Hold on a second. The Patek said, Lama Yigarashem Avinu Mitoch Mishpachto, Keno Ben Tinalanu Achuza Besoch Ache Avinu. So what's the idea of the word Mishpachto there? Mishpachto, oh, sorry, the wrong Patek. Next one. Im Ein Achim La'aviv. There are no brothers, and he's Nisatim Es Achalasa L'Sheira. Give it to the Sheir. Hakari Lav Mishpachto. So the Gemara asks, Mishpachto V'Yirasho, so what's the point for that? Ksiv Mishpachas Av, Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim, Eina Kriya Mishpacha. So that's the reason why. Not because of the Gzer Shavat Yaakov, because since the Pasuk used the word Mishpacha, and we only acknowledge Mishpachas Av, not Mishpachas Eim, so only brothers from the Av, not brothers from the mother. So that's the source, not because of the Gzer Shavat. So the Gemara ends up answering, Einach Nami, right. So V'chi Yitmar Di Rabba, so when was Rabba's statement? That the Gzer Shava Achu Achu Mibidei Yaakov. That's what I mentioned before, Le'inin Yibum Itmar. Regarding Yibum, how do you know only a brother from the same father could perform Yibum? That's the Gzer Shava of Achu Achu from Bnei Yaakov. But regarding the halachas of Nachlos, it's not based on the Gzer Shava, rather it's based on the Mishpachta, Mishpachas Avlo, Mishpachas Eim. This is interesting Gemara here. We have the din that the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, that there are different types of gzer shavas. It's we know that ein adam don gzer shava mi'atzma. A person cannot create his own gzer shavas. He needs to have a mesorah. So how come sometimes there are machlokas about how to do a gzer shava? Either it was a mesorah or not part of the mesorah. So he says there not every part of the gzer shava was necessarily passed on. Sometimes they're passed on that there's the word achua is a gzer shava. Now how to apply it, that's up to the Talmudim to figure out how to apply it. So you see from here, they had a gzer shava, they had a mesorah, that achu achu, such a gzer shava existed. The application was the debate, that's what's going on here in the Gemara. They thought it was referring to Nachlos, they were wrong, so they figured out it must be referring to the lachas of Yibam. Okay, we will stop here, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.